National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals.
Capital to run
this
your business.
Is Buckets Strategy Investing.
And you gross at least $100,000 a year. Call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Week, at least where we are here today.
Not a case of the Mondays.
Not a case of the Mondays here. We're just loaded up and trucking here. We're going to do what they say can't be done, which is give you the best in money information for the entire hour this hour. And that's the whole point of this program. I am Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum, Buckets Strategy Investing. Going to talk for a moment or two, not a lot of time, but sometime, about rental real estate. This came up on Friday. Rental real estate, some depreciation that you can take, and the tax advantages of owning rental real estate. So that's coming up here with Professor Plum in just a moment. Along with your emails, we did our email roundup on Friday. And I'll tell you, it just spurned more emails. So we got a bunch of those to get to, and we'll tell you how to get those to us here in just a couple of seconds. And then coming up later on in the hour, John Ellis has somehow weaseled his way onto the show. For those of you who know John, great guy. He's from the San Jose chapter of the Lucia Capital Group club here. He works in the San Jose office of the Lucia Capital Group, the vast conglomerate that is this program and the Brain Trust. Anyway, what he did, it was a couple weeks ago now at least, he went to Omaha and met with the guy, that Berkshire Hathaway guy, Warren Buffett. Now, I should say he didn't actually sit down the way the president would sit down, you know, with heads of state, foreign heads of state. They didn't sit in you know, overstuffed chairs and talk like that. But we're going to get from John Ellis the report, long overdue, as to what Mr. Buffett said. Well, we were supposed to have him on last week, and we just weren't able to do it. The Ellis is a busy guy. So we'll talk to him a little later on this hour, maybe about 50 minutes after the hour. So stay tuned for that. We hope you do. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number. This show is for you. This program exists to answer your questions, both in phone call form and in email form. So if you want to give us a call, fastest way to do it, we got all the lines open right now, 877-PLANNER, or emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. I mentioned the vast conglomerate, the monolith that is this Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust Advisory System, and perhaps I exaggerate a little, but it doesn't matter where you are, where in the country, or in fact, where in the world, you can get in touch with a Brain Trust Advisor simply by picking up your telephone and making an appointment. 800-644-1150 is the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. That's specifically for the TV and radio folks watching and listening here. 800-644-1150. You can talk to the Brain Trust Advisors. I suggest that you do so because these topics that we bring up, we do this every day. They're important things and they all matter to your retirement. So give them a call, 800-644-1150. Folks like John Ellis will be happy to talk to you. I may ask him again too what the big topics are that he sees with his clients that he meets with there in San Jose, because different portions of the country have different needs, Professor Plum. At least that's the way it seems to us.
Yeah, I mean, and today's topic, I mean, is real estate. And if you looked at the pricing of real estate in the Bay Area, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
I don't even remember when it was ever cheap. I just don't know. I mean, even
and it
on,
just
on
keeps
a,
getting less cheap.
Yeah, on a relative basis, we saw a huge run up there in California, Northern California. There were other pockets of it too. Certain areas of Florida, I know, in the northeast section of the country. Certain sections of New York and Massachusetts, places you would expect. So it's like the four corners of the country.
It just gets expensive.
It really does. And so, you know, one of the things that people turn to when they're looking at, I don't know, adding some, what's the word? Not zip to their portfolio, but some way to counteract the effects of stocks and bonds, which don't always move in lockstep. They add alternatives, and one of the alternatives is real estate.
Well, real estate's always had this mystique to it, and we've been going around the country giving seminars, and a lot of times we'll ask the question, what is the average rate of return on real estate? Not the income cash flow, just the appreciation side of the house. What is real estate over longer periods of time, 15, 20 year periods of time, typically, what is the appreciation? And most of the answers we get just on the appreciation is 10%+. So people see real estate as this booming growth area. Now, the reason that it tends to or has that mystique isn't because real estate itself grows at that particular level. Real estate itself typically grows closer to the inflation rate. What happens with real estate, though, that typically doesn't happen all that much with other investments like the stock and bond market, are that we use leverage to buy it. The fact that it is so expensive to buy, whether you're in even a less expensive neighborhood, it's still, you're not buying it with $50 a month. You're not buying it with $5,000. It's, if you were trying to do it without leverage, it's $100,000 or more in most cases. Sometimes millions of dollars. And like a mutual fund where you want diversification, with real estate you'd like a little diversification too. So the cost to have diversification in real estate, especially if you're trying to do it just on all cash basis, most people can't get into it. It's just too difficult. So we use leverage. And in a lot of cases, leverage, that means borrowing to buy it, leverage enhances whatever movements are happening. We've seen it enhance movements to entice people to leverage everything under the kitchen sink and buy as much real estate as they can, even if they can't afford it. We saw this in 2004, 5, 6, even 2007. And unfortunately, then things changed. And that same leverage that was making people in their minds rich, well, made them into paupers in many cases. Because that accentuated return, and what people were doing was then borrowing again to buy more real estate. When the markets move a little bit, they lose a lot.
Well, sure, you think about it. You know, if you're borrowing money, I mean, it can help you greatly when things go well.
Well, think about it. If it's a $100,000 investment, and I only put $10,000 down, and I've got a mortgage, and the renter is covering my mortgage, so I'm not out of pocket. Maybe I'm breaking even cash flow-wise, so I am looking at the appreciation and everything. If that property goes up by 3%, that means that the property goes from $100,000 to $103,000. My equity goes from $10,000 to $13,000. That's a 30% increase.
Sure.
Of course, if it goes the other way, if it goes down 3%, my equity went from $10,000 down to $7,000, a loss of 30%. So it has its unique characteristics, and it is something that is one of those areas that a lot of people really, they hear about. They want to be in that space, but for a lot of people, it's very difficult. For one thing, they don't have the temperament to be a landlord. They don't have the contacts. The people I know that have been very successful with individual real estate have contacts with other contractors or their contractor themselves, and they can do a lot of the work at a price that a normal non-contractor person, it would make it too expensive. And anytime you have that expense of remodeling, rebuilding, maintaining, you know, things, that cuts into your return. And unfortunately, it makes it somewhat difficult at times to make a good return. So a lot of people like the idea of it. And it has a great place in a lot of portfolios. Whether it is an individual property or a series of individual properties, or even the real estate investment trust that were created to allow normal people who don't want to be the manager of the property and who don't have the big time bucks to be able, or
they just want to collect checks.
They just want to collect checks, and so that is one way. It's not without its risks. That's not no investment is risk free. So it is, but real estate has been. But one of the things that people talk about with real estate is one of the benefits, and I hear this a lot at this time of the year, right after tax time. You got to get into rental real estate to save taxes, because it's a great tax, you know, I don't want to say avoidance, tax shelter, tax.
I've heard shelter many times. Yes, I've heard it as such, that it can be. It was pitched to me. This had to have been in the mid-90s or something, where you know, I had a tax accountant wanted me to, you know, become their client, and they said, well, how much rent? You need to have rental real estate. And I said,
that may have been a good recommendation from just a purely investment standpoint, but.
Well, the question at the time was, yeah, okay, but you know what I need to first you got to get the money to buy the rental real estate.
Going back to the original problem.
Yes.
So, but the idea is that it will solve your tax problems if you have investment real estate. And unfortunately for a lot of people who can actually afford to buy the real estate, it doesn't help them from a tax standpoint. And so there's this misinformation idea that rental investment real estate is a great tax shelter. Now, back in the early 80s, it may have been. But maybe since then they've changed the laws. Oh, maybe tax reform 86 changed some laws. And for the past 30 years, we have not had the same ability for people to have the same tax deductibility of other income, the same tax sheltering of other income that we used to have.
It doesn't mean that it's not a good thing.
And it still may be a great thing from a fundamental investment standpoint.
It may be, because you have the chance for appreciation, you have the chance to perhaps get some income, even if you break even, but you've got depreciation that you might be able to take at a higher tax rate that you are right now. So there are advantages to it. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. 877-PLANNER, our number. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, lines open for you, taking your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code Radio. Go to bizradioclub.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
The movie. We're singing every word to this song.
Of course, because they're diehard fans. What they're talking about is the movie Smokey and the Bandit, which was, if you don't recall, because it's now been 40 years.
40 years!
40 years! When we first saw it, it was a low budget, very, very, very typical 1977. I mean, it just screams 1977. And Professor Plum, I wasn't able to go. I wasn't able to finagle it, but you and a bunch of other folks got together and watched it in the theater. So
several of my friends that I saw it with originally back in 1977, and we had to make sure we didn't drive the hot cars so we didn't get trouble on the way home.
No, you didn't want to do that like you did way back in 1977, yes. Which was another problem. But anyway, as I said, we're loaded up and trucking. I don't know what it has to do with rental. And we've gone from that to talking about rental real estate. You talked about this before the break, how it's often touted as the best thing ever. Tax shelter, whatever you want to call it. Right. It works great from a tax standpoint. First of all, talk about some of the tax benefits of owning, say, rental or investment real estate.
Well, unlike your own primary residence, any maintenance that you do on the property is deductible. So if I have to replace a faucet, if I have to, basically redo this, do that because somebody hurt it or it just wore out over time, I get to replace it and deduct it. So that expense comes off of my income tax as far as, obviously I put out the cash too, but it's a deductible expense. So I can in all cases shelter the income, the rents that I'm receiving, and I can be able to receive that rent on a tax deferred basis. So I don't have to necessarily pay taxes on the income that I'm receiving from that rent right now. Now I may have to pay it in the future. We'll see when that happens. But a lot of times I can shelter a lot of the income that I'm actually receiving. So if I'm renting it out for whatever the rents go for in your area, all the expenses that I have, if it's a condo or an area that has an HOA, that HOA expense, which if it's a primary residence is not deductible, it is if it's an investment property. The insurance that I pay, I don't get to deduct the insurance I pay my primary residence, but if I had an investment property, that insurance would be deductible. Obviously, the interest, the property taxes, the maintenance, all those things become deductible expenses, so you can shelter a lot of the income that you're receiving. And in addition to that, those are all out-of-pocket expenses. So if I have to pay $500 for a certain expense, yes, I get to use it as a deduction. I don't save $500, but it helps me, recoup some of the
money. It's a deduction. It's not a credit, but it's...
But there are some things where I actually don't have to put any money out of pocket, and I get another deduction. One of the things that can help some people is something known as depreciation. And you can only depreciate the physical structure. The land doesn't get depreciated. Because the idea is that the building that you have, the physical structure or other things, they get less valuable over time. You're using up some of their value over time. And so the IRS or Congress allows you to take a deduction for the use, the value, the loss of value over time of that physical thing, whatever it is. And so I may be able to, I start with all my income. How much did I receive in rents for the entire year? Take away my expenses that are deductible. Principal on a loan is not deductible, but the interest is, all those expenses, and I come up with a number. If it's still a positive number, let's say I rented it out in a big building for $30,000 a year and I had $20,000 of expenses, I have $10,000 of net income. Even though I received $30,000, I only pay tax on the $10,000. But if I have depreciation and I can depreciate this property, I may wipe out that that $10,000 and even go into a negative situation. So there's a cash flow of X amount of dollars, and then there's a taxability that is very different. And so I may actually be able to put money, cash flow, in my pocket and not have to pay any taxes. And in addition, if that net rental activity, including depreciation, shows a negative number, maybe I, rented out for that $30,000 a year and I have $20,000 in expenses, so I can actually pocket $10,000, but my depreciation is $15,000, I can show a loss on my tax return in that example of $5,000. Now, the most that I can show as a loss in any one given year from passive activities, the rental activities, things of that nature, is $25,000 in any given year, assuming I am not a real estate professional. Most people, have a regular day job are not real estate professionals. They may have a couple rentals on the side. So they use this depreciation. And they're being told, in many cases, this is why you buy a rental property. Because you can show basically a break-even cash flow and a big loss on your tax return. Because maybe it is a situation where the rents that I'm receiving covered my out-of-pocket. So realistically, I don't have any real cash flow that I'm being able to put away in my pocket each year. But because of that depreciation. So my tax return looks like it's a zero tax return for that property, but the depreciation will drive it down into negative numbers, and I can use that negative number to offset my income from my salary, the income from my IRA distribution, my pensions, whatever other income. And that is a mostly true statement, but it depends on what other income I have. If I have other income from other sources, wages, salary, investments, IRA distributions, pensions, whatever the case, whatever other income that I have, if I have more than $150,000 of income, I am not allowed to go negative on my passive income. I can use that, all those expenses to bring me down to zero, so I can offset the income from that one rental or for those rentals I have or those investment properties I have, but I'm not allowed to take that and go negative and use it against other income. Well, frankly, a lot of people that are able to buy investment properties have decent incomes to begin with, because it is not an expensive or an inexpensive game to play. So if you are within certain areas. Now, the ability to take a deduction is a phase out. It doesn't happen at $150,000. So I'm at $149,000, I can take my whole $25,000 deduction. No, that's not the way it works.
It's a long phase-in.
I start losing the phase-out. It's a $25,000 deduction maximum, and I start losing it dollar for every $2 over a certain threshold. Well, if it's dollar for every $2, that must mean it's a $50,000 phase-out, and it is. So once you get over $100,000 of adjusted gross income, not including the rental activity, you start losing your ability to go negative on your tax return. At $150,000, you've lost that completely. And so some of the idea that you can use this as a tax advantage. And this is where we got into trouble back in the early 80s, before they changed the law. People were buying real estate, the old limited partnerships, you probably either heard about them or experienced them, where they were just, the fundamentals of the real estate really weren't that important. If I could invest $10,000 and get a 4-to-1 write-off, a 5-to-1 write-off, and so I would write off $50,000 on my taxes, and taxes were higher back then, I could save like $20,000 in taxes for that $10,000 investment. I didn't even care if I got back the $10,000 back then. The tax code was so screwed up at that point, I think, that the fundamentals of real estate didn't even matter. So people got into the habit of buying real estate purely for the tax situation. And they didn't even matter if they got all their money back. Hey, if they got money back, it was just a blessing at that. But if I could put 10 in and save 20, life was good, right? That's a good return. Tax Reform Act took that, of 86, took that away. We don't have that capability anymore, thankfully, I think. And now when you're buying real estate, If you get a tax advantage, so much the better. But make sure that if you're buying rental real estate, investment properties, that there is a fundamental benefit to the property itself without the tax code.
Yes, pretend like you don't get a tax benefit and just use the whatever tax benefits that you might get as gravy, I guess.
And if you get it, that's where it should be, gravy.
Absolutely. Okay, going to take a quick break here, get our clocks in order, etc. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
All right, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you got questions on any of this stuff, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It does not have to be on rental real estate. We kind of covered that fairly easily, Professor Plum. Just understand, I think, after that discussion, understand that at certain income levels, many, if not most, of those tax benefits of owning rental real estate go away. They're phased out, and then eventually they go away.
Right, and anytime we are dealing with things. Taxes are a benefit. Tax savings are a benefit. When it comes to investing, make sure there's a good fundamental reason for it. And if you get a tax benefit for doing it, even so much the better. But if it doesn't have a good fundamental reason for investing in it, the tax issues are not going to make it better. They're not going to make it worthwhile, I should say. They may make it a little bit better, but it's an added bonus, not the savior. That's what I'm looking at.
Exactly. All right, again, 877-PLANNER. We have room on the phones for you if you have questions on anything at all. Comments, concerns about your retirement, about your portfolio, 877-752-6637. Emails, go to our website, wealthed.com. Lisa, Santa Rosa, California. You guys are great. I have a friend who is near retirement age and is talking about starting to collect Social Security next year when he turns 66. And continue working. How does this work? Are you able to collect your full salary at a job and collect Social Security at the same time? Earnings test, Professor Plum.
Well, as long as you are full retirement age, so somebody at age 66 now is at full retirement age, it'll change in the next several years and move up to 67. But first thing, know you're full retirement age. And if you are full retirement age or older, there are no more earnings tests. You can earn whatever you can figure out how to earn. If you can get a job paying you $1 billion a year, then you can earn $1 billion a year. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There are no earnings tests. In fact, the year that you reach your full retirement age, they don't look at the date, they look at the month. They look at how much did you earn in the months before the month you reach your full retirement age. So when we're looking at it, depending upon what month you were born, there's a different set of rules. A lot of times we talk about the earnings test being just shy of, you know, $17,000. If you earn more than, you know, just shy of $17,000 in any given year and you're receiving Social Security and you're under full retirement age for every month, you're going to have a request or a demand to pay some or all of that Social Security benefit back, because technically they're saying you're not eligible. You failed the earnings test. You made too much money. And it's a $1 give back for every $2 over the income threshold. Income threshold currently is $16,920, if you are under full retirement age for every month of the year. But if you get into the year where you reach your full retirement age, the give back changes. The rules change. There's still an earnings test. And it applies to the earnings that you receive before the month you reach your full retirement age. It doesn't matter what day in that month, whether your birthday is August 1st or August 30th. August is the month you reach your full retirement age. So they won't count what you earn in August. They'll only count what you earn January through July. And in that year that you reach your full retirement age, the number is just shy of, what, $45,000 you can earn in those
$44,880. You're correct, sir.
Just shy of $45,000. So if my birthday is in February, I can earn $45,000. Now, I can start receiving my benefit in January and earn pretty much anything I want, unless I'm making $500,000 a year or more. But if my birthday is in December, I have to be a little bit more careful, because a lot of people could earn more than $45,000 in the first 11 months of the year. So it all depends a little bit on when you turn full retirement age. But once you get to full retirement age, that month you reach full retirement age or later, the gloves are off. You can earn whatever you can earn. If you can find somebody to pay you $1 million a month, God bless you in so many ways, and you can have your Social Security too.
You know who might be collecting Social Security and who's still working? Maybe Warren Buffett.
Yeah, but he's over 70 now. But there's no earned income test for him.
Right. So if he is collecting Social Security, he can collect his full benefit and make sure his bills are paid. Still earn whatever he earns per month, and I don't know.
She applied yet, but Miss Rodham Clinton, Miss Hillary, could have been receiving a Social Security benefit for the last several years, and still earning the amount of money that they earned. She earned.
Did she earn? Did she earn more than $44,880? I think she did.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
But she was over full retirement age. She was over
66. So it doesn't matter.
Proper planning, she probably has not applied for a Social Security benefit until age 70.
I would hope she would wait because she gets a higher check.
Right, and that's going to matter to them.
Of course it is. Yes. All right, 877-PLANNER. Speaking of Warren Buffett, we'll hear from John Ellis coming up in about 10 minutes here, who was at the big conference there.
Shareholder
meeting. Happens, yes. It's annual, so it happens every year, and he was there. Okay, let's get back to the phones. 877-PLANNER. Oh, I don't know. Carol is next then in Seattle, Washington. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
What's up today?
So my sister was married to her husband for 11 years, and they divorced, and now she's going to be turning 62 in January of next year, and she needs to tap into his Social Security. So she's trying to estimate what she might be getting. So he was a fairly high wage earner for his...
working life.
Yes, thank you. And so he's just retired last year at age 66. So can you give me an estimate so we can figure out about where she'd end up?
Well, does she have her own Social Security benefit?
She has very little. Her Social Security, I think, is like $450 or something like that. It's not very much.
Well, she'd probably get in the $800 range. It really depends on what his full retirement age benefit. So if he started receiving his benefit at age 66, or regardless of when he started receiving his benefit, they're going to look at his full retirement age benefit, which for him was age 66, and they're going to give her a percentage of that number. Now, it won't be 50% because she's only turning 62. So it'll be about 33.5%, 34% of his full retirement age benefit. So if his full retirement age benefit's close to the top, $2,500, $2,600, it's in the high $800 range per month, give or take.
Okay.
But if his full retirement age benefit's only $2,000 a month, then she's only going to get around $700 a month.
Okay.
And the reason is because she would be taking it early.
She's taking a discount.
Early, right. So it's 34%.
I don't have the exact number because her birthday is, she turned 62 next year. She was, she's 50 or 61 this year, so she was born in
56.
Okay, I did the math the wrong way. Right. She was born in 56. So her full retirement age is 66 and 4 months. And
correct.
While I know the survivor the spousal benefit for somebody whose full retirement age is 66, I don't have it memorized for 66 and 4 months, but it's a little less than 35%, and it's about 34%, give or take.
Okay, so I mean, if she waited a little bit, I mean, she could wait. She has some annuity money that's what she lives on, so she could wait a little bit. Would that be a smarter thing to do?
Maybe. I mean obviously.
I kind of figured it originally was.
If she waited, I mean, it's going to go up.
75% of the 50%?
She gets about 75% of the 50%. She gets about 73-74% of the 50%. The only way to, I mean, obviously the longer she waits, the closer to the 50% number. If she waits all the way to 66 and 4 months, she'll get 50% of his full retirement age benefit.
Right. And right. She can't quite wait that long.
Yeah. But the other side is we have to look at how long he might live and how long she might live too. Is he super healthy? Do we think he's going to live a long time? I mean, if he was a very unhealthy individual, then she's going to change from a retirement benefit, spousal retirement benefit, to an spouse's widow's benefit when he dies. And so if he died at 70, she's 66, she'd get 100% of what he was making, so it doesn't make any sense to wait. I mean, so really, if he doesn't make it to his 80s, it doesn't make any sense for her to wait. If he makes it, you know, till 105, well, then that doesn't matter because she's just going to get the spousal benefit. So we kind of have to look at his health, too.
Yeah, she just can't wait. I mean, she could wait 6 months, but she can't wait.
It's not going to make that much of a difference over 6 months. It'll go up a little. It'll go up a little bit, but it still takes time to break even to earn back that $850, $900 bucks a month that she was could have been receiving for the past 6 months. It takes a while to earn that back. You know, and it takes him living a while for that to happen too. Because if, like I said, if he dies in his 70s, I don't think it's been made back yet, and she's going to lose that benefit anyway and step up to a bigger benefit.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you very much for your help.
All right, Carol, thanks for asking that question. It's a very common question, and we're glad we get it because it means that we've cleared up just a little bit more of how this works. Well, we don't have time to get into it now. Maybe after the top of the hour we can talk a little bit more about these spousal benefits and some of the strategies surrounding it. Professor, it's the length of the benefit sometimes.
How long is that benefit going to continue? And her benefit will only continue for as long as both she and her ex-husband are alive.
Right. And if she goes first, then her benefit drops off, obviously, because she's not around. And if her husband goes, and then hers drops off, and she picks up the ex-husband's.
Widow's benefit.
Widow's benefit, right. Okay, taking a break. John Ellis is going to join us when we come back, talk about Warren Buffett and whatever else. Hey, 877-PLANNER, lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Is Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and more Brain Trust members, as if you can't get enough of us. We're joined here for a few minutes by John Ellis, certified financial planner. You're the guy in the San Jose area of California, Bay Area of California.
Seattle area, too.
And Seattle, and the whole, you got the whole western seaboard.
Kind of the whole west coast, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Sacramento.
A little bit there.
Sacramento.
Sierra foothills.
Okay, well, wherever it happens to be. You know what? Davis, California. I don't know. Somewhere
sure.
up there. Maybe all the way up to the Alaskan coast. Anyway, John Ellis is here with us, certified financial planner, one of our Brain Trust members here at Lucia Capital Group. And we asked you because you went to this, you actually met, you went to Omaha, you met, well,
no.
You went and you saw the Oracle of Omaha, Mr. Marlon Perkins himself. Oh, wait, wait.
That's the Mutual of Omaha.
That's Mutual of Omaha. Sorry. The Berkshire Hathaway dude, Mr. Warren Buffett. I was trying to make it sound like you had a sit-down. I know you didn't actually sit and meet with the guy. First
no.
of all, he's 80-something years old.
86, that's right.
Still
his partner, Charlie Munger. 93
business partner, and they're those guys are just they won't, you know, they won't quit. It's
they don't
amazing.
Quit. They're very
right.
sharp.
So you were still. There a couple of weeks ago. What did you learn, and what can our listeners and viewers take away from all this, from the Berkshire Hathaway thing?
So let's take a step back. Omaha, Nebraska, a town of about 500,000. People come from all over the world. They fly into Omaha, Nebraska to go to this annual shareholder meeting. A whole lot of propeller heads. People that think they're really, really smart, and a lot of people that are very smart. They go to this meeting, they get up early. We had to get up at 5 a.m., get in line at 6 a.m. to the CenturyLink Center, and they open up the doors at 7, you run to a seat, and then you basically wait and hang out for a couple hours until the Q&A starts. The whole
really?
Gist of it is to sit there for 6 hours and listen to Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, just two guys up on a stage, take questions for 6 hours from shareholders, from a panel of journalists, and from a panel of analysts.
6 hours of questions, not just about the company Berkshire Hathaway.
No, about business in general in the United States.
All right, so what did you get out of it?
And overseas. So you know, a lot of people don't really know Berkshire Hathaway and what it is. It's one of the biggest companies, but they're really just an umbrella that owns a lot of companies, right? So Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett have assembled kind of an operation that takes over companies, owns a lot of different companies. And when they do this shareholder meeting, people are there to try to glean some kind of information, whatever they can get. So the biggest thing that I took out of it, you know, other than the rational answering of all these questions, was that Mr. Buffett, Warren Buffett, said that the biggest key to success in America in the next 5-10 years is interest rates and whether or not they will actually be higher. If they are, we're all going to be doing good.
So, well, it has a lot to do with the economy. I mean, slightly higher interest rates or beginning back to sort of historical norms won't hurt companies' bottom lines that much. But it'll mean that investors have, you know, the income that they can get more income from the bonds and other things.
Well, higher interest rates on treasuries means more net income to the economy. That's what it is.
It also
more
means
net
that
dollars in the economy.
It also means the economy's healthier.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. If the economy's healthier, interest rates are going to gradually rise. If they stay low, the economy's not that healthy, and their group of companies, just like any group of companies, maybe won't do as well. So if interest rates do rise, things should be thumbs up. One of the very interesting things that they pointed out, they were really in awe of Jeff Bezos and, you know, the Amazon and all these different tech companies. They said that Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Alphabet, which is Google, those five companies represent a market value of $2.5 trillion. That's 10% of all the United States publicly traded companies.
That's what, five companies?
Five companies. They said that is incredible how much wealth they've been able to garner.
Is that a good thing? Or,
well,
I mean,
they said
well,
that also, those companies have very little physical assets. They're not brick and mortar type companies.
Yeah.
And that's the way things are going. And
because so, there was a time, you know, when you had Standard Oil and you
right.
had
100 years ago.
U.S. Steel and all that, where it was controlling most of it, and that wound up being something of a problem. But did they not see that as a problem, I take it?
They see that as a monumental shift, the way it was 100 years ago, from the farms to the industries and the manufacturing plants. Now it's going from the manufacturers to these companies that, what do they produce? Right? It's more intellectual property and it's more service-oriented economy. Whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And they said that the shift is happening slowly. Amazon, as a, you know, for instance. It's happening slowly, but it will,
it's happening faster
it will
than you
continue
think.
To
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, it's happening
right.
faster than they think. Well, we only have a couple more minutes. What other takeaways did you get? This is John Ellis we're talking with from the Lucia Capital Group office in San Jose, California. Happened to meet with go to the annual shareholders meeting.
Yes.
That's more accurate.
So, okay, so Charlie Munger said the biggest thing that I took away from what he said is that China may have better investment opportunities than the U.S. over the next 10 years. He said, and I quote, "It's a happier hunting ground."
Target-rich environment.
So Berkshire is like, you know, they definitely employ buckets. They've got $100 billion in cash, and what they're trying to do is wait for the right time to buy something, to invest in something when it's down, when it's low. And he said, right now, China, a lot of good opportunities there. Not that they're going to put all that money over there. They'd rather see it in America. But he said that in the next 10 years, China's going to become and continue to become a huge player. So that was big. That was a big takeaway. And then, you know, one of the biggest things is just trying to be rational. A very common sense, you know, answer to most of the questions, Warren Buffett just said, we're just trying to be rational. We don't want to make rash moves or irrational moves.
Well, as the average investor should be.
Well, yes, long term.
He took that approach back in the 90s during the tech boom as well, where he was saying these companies have no earnings. They have no chance of making any earnings
right.
before they run out of money. And so he didn't jump into the tech wagon. People called him, you know, old, you know, fuddy-duddy. He was old school. He's never going to make it anymore. He's done. He's washed up. He can't break into the new paradigm. Well, it worked. His style still did okay.
Yeah, the long term.
Looking at the good... The companies that do a good job.
Two people sitting right in the front row. Bill Gates, like the first richest man in America, looking at the second richest man and taking in as much as he can. And then next to him, Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard 88 years old on that following Monday. He was there to celebrate his birthday in Omaha.
Wow, how do you like that? Well, John Ellis, thanks very much. We're out of time. If you ever want to stop by again and give us another scoop, maybe in the next couple days, we'd love to hear from you. Appreciate it. You can reach John Ellis in the San Francisco area or San Jose area or anywhere up the Western Coast. And Professor Rick Plum at this number for Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. He'll help you out. Advisor John Ellis, 800-644-1150. Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Johnny.
Talk to you soon. We got another hour coming up. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.